The take-home message. Welcome, everyone, with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox. Last week, the State House Ag Committee hosted Ag Day on the Hill in Nashville as several of Tennessee's ag and commodity organizations were on display in the halls of Legislative Plaza. And despite the shrinking number of farms across the state, agriculture is still the number one industry, contributing over $60 billion annually and accounting for over 200,000 jobs. Hamlin County farmer and state representative John Litt says that message is worth sharing.
It's our obligation as agricultural legislators down here to be able to get that message out to them. This is one of the big things that Ag Day does. It shows the different parts of agriculture across the state and gives them the opportunity to see them, those different parts, and how we as agriculturalists, farmers, rural people make a living.
Now, several farmers took time out from their farms to be at Ag Day, including livestock and row crop producer Ray Weaver of Coffee County.
With most of our legislators coming from cities, they don't understand how we farm anymore. They may think they do, but they really don't. So it's been very important to talk to them and tell them how we do it, what we do, and the importance of agriculture in the state.
The Ag Day event also included a milking contest between two of the House members, and the hosting cow they milked was provided by Wilson County dairyman Roy Major.
We've got a whole group of people that have no concept of the production side of agriculture. There's no correlationship between whenever they go to the grocery and buy produce or whatever they buy at the grocery, they don't make that correlation between that and the farmer that it was, that the farm that it was produced on, and the people that do that. And I think it's important that we tell that story.
Governor Phil Bredesen was also on hand for the Ag Day on the Hill event and pledged his continued support to help improve the farm and rural economy. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.